Hello and welcome to Batflips and Nerds, the baseball podcast with a British twist. And it's taken us 5 years to do this, 5 years of this podcast, people. But it is finally Batflip season, baby. We are going to have our first ever Batflip draft in this podcast. We told you it was going to be an exciting one, and I hope it's going to live up to it. And I've got three guys here with me to make sure that this has got a bit of competitive spice, and we're going to tweet out our list of bat flips when we've chosen them all, and you can tell us who got the right selection and the right order. So first up, it's the man who, when asked if he was free to have this conversation, said, of course I am. I have no life. I'm assuming that you've spent the last 24 hours inputting every single output of a bat flip into a spreadsheet. It's Russell Eason. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, Joe. And yourself?
Very, very well. I'm good. And also here is the other side of our supercomputer here at Bat. The two nerds I noticed we've got here, not the ones who are just here with the hot takes. It's Baseball Prospectus' own Darius Austin, who I know has done a hell of a lot of prep for this. So you're ready for this, aren't you?
I am. I'm trying to suppress the nerd aspect of this and really go with my gut on this one. So I haven't, conducted any metrics or anything like that. It's purely emotional bat flip feeling for me.
Well, I'm glad. And hopefully bringing us a whole lot more bat flip feeling, because we can't have too much of the word bat flip in a podcast about bat flip. Is a former outfielder with the Detroit Tigers and now the host of MLB on Fox's show Bat Flipping with Ben Verlander. It's Ben Verlander. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me. I also didn't know that it's been 5 years and you haven't done a bat flip draft. So it's kind of like an honor. I'm pumped to do this.
Yeah, I don't really know how. I feel like we've been misrepresenting what we're all about. Too much nerdery and not enough bat flips. Although we did have a podcast a fortnight ago in which Russell and one of our other hosts, Tom, who's not here today because he gets very silly, invented a new stat called piss, which go away and listen to that, Ben. It's unedifying. So just be glad we didn't invite you for that one. Anthony Kastrovitz got the nod for that. Okay, so before we get into choosing some bat flips, there's no ground rules. I think we're going to maybe pick five each, just to see if we can get obvious. There's going to be some obvious ones, and hopefully we'll get some deep cuts as well. I wanted to just chat to you, Ben, a little bit about what you're doing now. Obviously, you had a nice career in the Tigers system. But now you're working with Fox and working on bat flipping. So tell us about the transition from the pro baseball ranks to the media, and tell us about what to expect from your show for people who haven't listened or haven't watched on YouTube.
Yeah, so I finished up playing a couple of years ago, and I knew I always wanted to be in baseball. I really feel like I was always like meant and put on this earth to talk about baseball. It's what I love. It's what I'm passionate about. And I came out here and during the World Series in October and did the World Series watch party for Fox, and kind of, that parlayed into this job I have now. And now I do host my podcast, Flipping Bats. And it's been a blast, man. We're about a month in, so we're off the ground and running, and it's been really cool. The show's all about like the fun side of baseball, and I know you guys get it. I mean, the name of your show, it's the same sort of thing. For so long, baseball and the way it was portrayed was so stagnant and so old school. And it's like, when you do something cool, don't celebrate, put your head down and round the bases. And you know what? Like, that's not fun. And nobody's like showing up anybody. It's just fun to watch people play the game and have fun doing it. And that's kind of what my show is all about, is portraying like that side of baseball and the super fun side that isn't talked about too often. So it's been a blast. I'm about a month in, and I'm super excited about it.
Great. I said bat flipping, flipping bats. Doesn't matter where we're around the go, but we'll make sure we get it right from now on. And so I want to know what your favorite bat flip was in your career in college or in the majors. In the professional ranks. What was a favorite bat flip that sticks in your mind?
Yeah, I wasn't one to do it like a ton. One, I feel like I didn't hit enough homers to do it. I think it's kind of more like when you're hitting a bunch and, you know, but I did every once in a while. One time in college, I hit 3 home runs in a game, and in the third one, I kind of knew I got it, and I just kind of like gave it a little just a little toss over to my right. Like I hit it and I started walking and just like kind of tossed it. It wasn't super complex by any means, but you know, just a subtle, like, I know I got it. This is my third of the game. I'm going to do a little something here. And then in pro ball, one time I forget who we were playing, but it was kind of like this back and forth game. And we kind of had like a little, not bad blood, you know, but there was some tension. And I hit like a homer late in the game and kind of did like an abbreviation of like the Jose Bautista, like angry, like get out of here, bat toss. And that was probably my favorite one.
Nice. And, you famously hit a high run off your brother in the only time that you faced him in spring training. Was there temptation to give it the real big one when you were facing Justin and hitting a home run off him?
So when I hit it, I didn't know if it was going out, but in hindsight, I should have done it no matter what. Like even if it wasn't going to get out, just like absolutely like flip it 20 feet in the air and just start walking. And if it ended up like hitting off the wall, just running to second base and then just like running off the field or something. but yeah, I didn't know. But I do wish at some point I had.
Yeah, I we've all got moments in our life when we want to take something back, particularly when it pertains to our siblings. And I don't think I'd have been able to suppress the urge to do that, given the needle between myself and my own brother. So one of the things that's really fun about flipping bats, which I've seen you commenting on, a bunch of really fun players, you said you focus on the fun side of baseball, is this concept of a six-tool player. So can you explain to people what you mean by a six-tool player? And then we're gonna put us on the spot and we'll try and pick a six-tool player.
All right, I love that. So obviously, but baseball, there's 5 tools. So everybody's heard of the 5-tool player, is a guy that does it all. So, you know, I started working for Fox and got my own show and also write and all that stuff. And, you know, the whole premise of me is the fun side of baseball and watching guys that are fun and talking about them and showcasing the game that way. So the 6-tool player is something I came up with, basically in spring training, you know, there's no real definition. There's no, it's not stat based. It's just a guy that is playing the game and enjoying it. So, you know, a guy that is really electric. Like the first guy that the first official 6-tool player was Jazz Chisholm of the Marlins when he was running the bases and his helmet was flying off and his blue hair was everywhere and he was diving in home. And then it's been Ronald Acuna who, you know, hit the bomb to center field a couple weeks ago and did like this 360 bat flip. So, you know, there's no like definition of what it is, but what I would say is like, you know, when you're watching it, like you can just tell like that guy's a 6-tool player. Like he gets it. Like basically it's a guy that is just electric and super fun to watch on a baseball field. And it's been an absolute blast, like naming one every week. And I'm excited to continue to do it.
Cool. Well, hopefully we can give you some ideas of guys to watch. And it is a little bit of a shame because I think all 3 of us would have picked Jazz Chisholm, given that we've got a bit of a rooting interest. I don't know if you know this, but he actually represents Great Britain in the World Baseball Classic and played for us last time around because he's the Bahamas, due to Byzantine rules, which are around the UK, used to run a few countries, including your own. Although we don't get Americans playing for us, we do get Bahamians playing for Great Britain. So we have.
Oh, wow.
He would have been picked, but we won't choose him. We'll try and keep off that. So Darius, how about you? Have you got one that comes to mind?
I've got quite a lot. I'm trying not to be too obvious, really, here. Loads of guys. Yeah, Jazz was definitely the first guy I was thinking about. So he's a great one. Tim Anderson is somebody who comes to mind, definitely. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to say Jake Cronenworth, because Jake Cronenworth can actually do everything. And he's just a fun guy. He makes fun plays in the field all the time. You know, he can hit. He's got a great hit tool, hits for power. Just, you know, I think every time I watch Padres games, Jake Cronenworth seems to be doing something. And maybe he's a little bit less obvious than guys like Anderson. So I'll go with him.
That is a good one. Okay, Russell, Cronenworth is good. Are you gonna beat that?
Oh, that's an interesting choice. I'm really like, I have two in my mind. One is like a fairly easy option for me as a Cleveland fan to kind of say like Jose Ramirez is like, it's like the simple option. And once again, the helmet counter coming off, that's kind of all part of the fun as well. But I think right now I got to go with Byron Buxton.
Oh, like, yeah.
It's just like, it's on fire. And it's just, to say, it's everything that we've hoped for. And it's just combining it all together. It's just amazing. So yeah, Buxton is just that. Definitely picking up like the six tool player aspect for me.
Cool. So I have two in mind as well, and I'm trying not to go with my homer bias, but I'm gonna let that overcome me. So my first one, which I'm not gonna pick, is Taylor Trammell. I think is just awesome fun. A guy who plays with the right attitude. You know, all those faces he was pulling, all the gifts in the first couple of weeks of the season were a hell of a lot of fun, and he's a really good follow on Twitter as well. A really fun dude. But the one I'm gonna pick. Is the reincarnation of Dustin Pedroia, as he's beginning to be called in Boston, which is Alex Verdugo, who I think has just got so much swag. He just makes plays in the outfield. He is a hitting machine, and he's got so much attitude. So that's mine, Alex Verdugo. We expect to see all of these next week, Ben.
Oh, no. I love that guy. And you mentioned one thing, I feel like the helmet coming off is like this new wave in baseball. And it's not like look, his helmet accidentally fell off. Like, it's happening intentionally at this point. And you know what? Like, I'm here for it. Like, if you're going to like take the time to get your hair a certain way, like, look, Jazz Chisholm's hair was electric blue. Like, give me that. And I'm watching game. Like, fine. Your helmet's going to come flying off. You're going to be diving into bases, and I'm going to see your hair. But it's definitely happening, like, intentionally, for sure.
It is. And as with all these things, perennial podcast favorite Hanley Ramirez was the trendsetter. lest we forget his 2014 run, the only good run he had with the Red Sox when his helmet kept flying off his head. Okay, let's start with the draft then. And as I said to the guys before we started, I've done more research than I have come up with an order. But I think that given that Ben is our guest here, he should have the perk of taking 1-1 in the draft, and then we'll follow him in snake draft order. So Ben, guest prerogative, you're going to take who? 1-1.
So 1-1 is pretty much my pick for what I think is the best bat flip of all time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. This is a lot of pressure right off the start. So here's what I'm going to go with. And it might not be, it's a fairly under the radar bat flip, but it's like my favorite in history. And it is Tom Lawless of the St. Louis Cardinals from 1987 World Series. This guy was hitting 0.08. He had one homer. It just came absolutely out of nowhere. And he had one career homer, I might add. He had one career homer. And in the World Series, he hit a huge go-ahead homer, absolutely crushed it. And he literally walked like three quarters of the way to first base and then just like flipped it straight up in the air. Like when you vision a bat flip, like this was it. And it was immaculate. So Tom Lawless, number one for me.
That is a great pick. And I'm pleased that you picked that first rather than the bat flip that I'm absolutely certain Russell is going to pick at 1-2. Unless he's going to surprise us all and he's taken that one off his board because it's too obvious too.
Well, I given that I had the Tom Lawless as my number two pick, it was definitely I was thinking that I might be able to get that one myself. But no, it can't drop below like the second pick, it's got to be Jose Bautista. It's just, it has not only just the moment in itself and it being a glorious backflip, it has that whole game, everything that has kind of culminated in that moment, and then everything that happens afterwards. You then go on a bit of time, you have the fight as well, which happens. There's just so much that is built in that moment. And I can't imagine what it would have been like in the Rogers Center at that moment. That's just, everything would have been electric. And okay, if you've got the swag to do it, then you just do it at that moment, because that was as no doubt a homer as you're gonna hit.
I agree. It's the obvious pick, but it's the obvious pick for a reason. Like, when you think of bat flip, like, that's the one I think that comes to everybody's mind.
It absolutely is. Go on, Russ.
I was gonna say, there are friends that I know that are sports fans that aren't baseball fans, and in the UK here, and they know that bat flip because it transcends the sport.
And we're doing what we always do and talking about that bat flip on a podcast episode where the person who is part of our podcast team who is actually there is yet again not present. So Rachel, you know, it dropped to two. You can take it up with Ben Verlander on Twitter next time you're around. Okay, I'll draft last. I'm gonna say, you know, I set this up. I'm gonna be generous and gentlemanly. Darius, you take three.
Yeah, so I spent quite a lot of time trying to make sure I didn't miss anything really, really good. So I looked at a lot of bat flips. The Tom Lawless one was definitely up there for me as well. That was one of the only old bat flips that I was like aware of. Alex Crisafulli of Banished to the Pen and Birds on the Black fame is a big Cardinals fan, and I think I've seen him write and tweet about that before. Excellent bat flip. So I'm actually picking another one from the 80s. Gary Matthews of the Phillies, NLCS 1983 against the Dodgers. And this is like a single motion, like he swings and his hand comes around behind his back, and like the bat cut still just comes, he like flips it actually behind and across his back. It's very hard to describe. I will obviously make it available to everyone afterwards, but it's like such a smooth single motion. I really love the ones where they just immediately know as soon as it left the bat. And like, clearly he knows, because he doesn't even break his motion. He just drops the bat behind his back and it sort of slides across behind him as the ball flies out of the park. Really, really cool.
I love that one. That sort of whips it behind his back, doesn't it? Yeah. Just deposits
really,
it.
Just emphatic. Yeah.
That's a great choice. Okay, it's me now, and we're gonna snake back. So I'm gonna pick two in a row. I haven't done that on purpose, but I am pleased that my number one and my number two are still both on the board. So I'm gonna snaffle them both now. So my number one is similar to yours, and again, you know, sorry for the homer pick, but Manny Ramirez, ALDS 2007, Game 3. Knows it's gone as soon as he hits it. It's one of the most iconic photos in Red Sox history, from behind his back with his two hands thrust in the air as the ball sails out onto Lansdowne Street. I just can't get enough of that. It's absolutely incredible. So that's my pick with 1-4. Anybody else? Was that on anybody else's board?
Absolutely on my board. It was going to be my next one if it got back to me. So great choice.
Well, sorry. I'm pleased. I'm pleased that it was a consensus pick. And I think this one is probably on a lot of boards as well. So I'm going to wreck your dreams yet again. It's April 17th, 2019. Brad Keller is on the mound for the Kansas City Royals. And the man with the most swag in the game of baseball, Tim Anderson, is in the batter's box. And he innovates. It's here. It's going 2-1 because it's, you know, just one of it's not a bat flip. It's a bat spike, I think. But it's just so much fun. I've never seen the like of it before. I just love that man. He had to be on my list somewhere. And I'm absolutely delighted that I've been able to pinch him out from under your noses. That's why he's a six-tool player, Ben.
I'm sure. I'm absolutely positive he's going to be named the six-tool player of the week before this season ends, no doubt.
I would hope so. I imagine quite a few of that team will be. It's full of them. Okay, Darius, back to you. Where are we going?
We're going to New York. I'm taking Yoenis Cespedes, NLDS Game 3, 2015 against the Dodgers. I love this one for two reasons. The first one is he kind of like sort of violently whips the bat back as soon as he completes his swing. Like there's such a recoil, it almost looks like he's bashed it on the ground in celebration. He hasn't, but that's the way it looks from the way he recoils. And then he does the super cool casual walk down the line and sort of very gentle toss it in the air. You know, great swag, great authority. Excellent moment. Obviously, City Field's going wild. So yeah, that's for me. Yoannis Cespedes.
Really love that one. That was, I'm sure, on everybody's list as well. There's a few panicked faces now, like, have I got enough here? Russell, you're up.
Yeah, I was just very said at the start. It's about, I think, these are so subjective. Like, there are a few that everybody knows about, we all talk about. I think everything else on my list, there might be on other people's lists, but these are just pure, like, subjective ones to me. So, next, I've got Hong Chi Koo, who hit his one with the Dodgers. as a pitcher, like, hitting your only home run. And it's, to me, it's like the traditional KBO kind of bat flip where they swing and then it's just kind of like they're putting their hands back in the other direction and just flip the bat off.
Yeah.
Kind of do it. It's such a fluid moment that it's almost when you watch the KBO, you're like, oh, that's just actually part of their swing. You see them flip singles, doubles, ground outs. That's just how they actually remove the bat from their hands. But it was, I think it was the third home run in a row in that game. It's called by like Scully as well, which just makes the whole thing just like totally brilliant. And obviously it's the only home run of his career. And it's just beautiful. And as much as I hate pitches hitting, it's still absolutely fantastic. Fantastic highlight.
Yeah, we need to see more of that one and less of Bartolo, if I'm being brutally honest. If the guitar riff preceded that, here's a popular clip from MLB.com. I wouldn't be able to get enough of it. That was absolutely on my, it sounds like that was on your list as well, Ben.
Yes, that is you're right though, you nailed it. It's almost like part of the swing in the KBO. It's not like they do it on like flyouts. It's like, I'm going to swing, I'm going to bring my bat back, and I'm just going to deposit it in that direction and just like flick it over there. It's great. But so number two for me, the end of the second round, I'm going to take 2019 Bryce Harper returning to the Nationals stadium for the first time after signing his mega deal with the Phillies. And just being introduced to like the extremely loud boos that he'd got in National Park, which, you know, whatever, say what you want about Bryce Harper. I think he's been a great player and, you know, is exciting to watch. And he goes back to Nats Park and in his third at bat of the game, his third at bat in Nats Park ever as a visitor, hits a home run. And he like flips it similar to the Joey Bats one, like throws it, but also like gives it a twist while he did it. So not only did he like shove it out of the way, but it twirled on its way down, which was just, I thought, great bat flip for sure. So he is my number two pick. Before I go to my number three, do we agree there? Do you guys like that one or hate it?
Yeah,
it's a beautiful moment. I said it in our podcast, the last one. I don't understand like booing your own players. I don't understand booing somebody who's coming back to the team after everything that like he'd done. Like it's just ridiculous. And then I feel that's the karmic justice is that moment.
I was at the Dodgers Padres series, and I come to terms with something I'm going to write about here once we get a little more into the season, that there is a booing epidemic in baseball. And it is like, it's bad. It's like every single thing that is done is booed. The opposing pitcher picks off to first base and it's boo. A reliever comes in out of the bullpen in the fifth inning and we're like booing him. It's like, would you have rather these guys not shown up? Would you have rather there just not be a game? Like, why are we like booing absolutely everything that's happening?
Yeah, it is faintly ridiculous. Yeah, Harper, big fan. I'm not normally into things that are clearly telegraphed, but I make exception to that. Like it is, he had that in his back pocket. He'd been thinking about that all winter. It's the way 100%. He sort of gets both ends of the bat and flips. Yeah, I'm here for it. I'm absolutely here.
Yeah, it was incredible. So now I'm gonna start off the third round. So the first pick of the third round, I'm gonna take. What year was it? 2016, Asdrubal Cabrera. In New York, hits the walk-off homer in the midst of the wild card race. Hits a walk-off homer, 3-run walk-off homer to right field. He's hitting left-handed, so he hits it, and naturally, Asdrubal Cabrera's finish is a little lower. So he swung, he finishes, he watches it go out, and then he like flips it straight up from there as he and he parlays that into. A like hands up celebration. So he hits it. He has the bat here and he flips it up and goes like this as he starts running the bases. Iconic. Loved it. Absolutely brilliant bat flip in a huge moment of the game.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, there's not much more to say. Although there's a stat cast of that, Russell, isn't there? Where with the bat spiraling away, which is well worth a look.
Yeah, that's definitely one. I think the video that I've seen of that most often, you know, they have like the bat tracking, basically. So you see like the line spin around as it goes down. It's brilliant.
It's amazing. So Russ, you're on deck.
Yes, back onto me. I was looking up for some like home team ones. Like I know a few like Cleveland ones, but I was trying to look for some older ones that maybe I hadn't seen before that were to really go in. And I stumbled on one against Cleveland, which I really love. And so it's in 2016 by Billy Butler. And he was like the DH for Oakland. And he goes up to the plate and he's already yapping at Chris Jimenez, the catcher, because he's been framing like the entire game, pulling like strikes out of like the floor. So he has like an argument like with the catcher like during the at bat, and then he hits the home run. And it's not like one of these kind of like big bat flips. He kind of just he admires the home run, and then he like just like tosses it off to the side. And obviously, by the time everybody goes around the side, there's a little bit more of like chipping and chirping. It's just one of those moments where I'm like, how much must a Butler enjoy that moment? Because he's been having like they've been having the words, and then he gets his instantaneous gratification of doing it, and it's just a little subtle back to the side, and goes round. And obviously, it's brilliant, but it's just such a funny moment.
I kind of feel like that bat flip. There's one that's still on my list. If we get round to it. And this one that's on my list kind of show how far we've come. You know, there's that one, and then there's the Bumgarner ones as well, which, you know, that ain't going to change. But I kind of can't see a Chris Jimenez or a catcher chirping as much now. I don't know if you guys disagree. It feels like it's become much more accepted, which is unquestionably a good thing.
100%.
It feels like we've moved away from fun police a bit, doesn't it?
Thankfully we have, and that's kind of the whole, like, you know, that's what I explained a little bit earlier, that's kind of the whole thing for me is, look, we're getting out of this phase in baseball that was like it was like the fun police were everywhere, and it's like, you know, it seems like we're getting away from that. And look, I can't tell you how exciting it was being in the ballpark during the Dodgers Padres series, Game 3 of the series, and just like the back and forth. And it's like nobody's disrespecting one another. It's just like fun. It was so fun to be there and to watch Tatis close one eye and to watch Bauer, like, you know, do something back to them. And it's like, you know, nobody's like pissed off. Like, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. Look, I just hit a bomb off of you. This is how I'm going to celebrate. Oh, you just struck me out. Go ahead, do your thing. And it's like, thankfully, people are more and more so starting to realize it's not like a disrespect thing. It's like, look, I just got mine and I'm going to celebrate doing it. And people are enjoying it, and it's fun to watch. And it's a very six-tool player type thing to do.
It certainly is. Okay, Darius, you're on the clock. Where are you going?
Yeah, I spent a while also thinking about like if I should try and divorce myself a bit from the moment, you know, whether I should be trying to rate the bat flips on the merit of the bat flip itself. But
Artistic merit, 6.0, yeah.
should I try not to be too swayed? But I couldn't avoid picking this, and I think it is a pretty cool bat flip anyway. David Bodie against Ryan Madsen, walk-off grand slam for the Cubs against the Nats in August 2018, and this is like a great two-parter because he hits it and like the initial bat flip is kind of like a half bat drop. It's a, you know, pretty cool, you know, he releases his hands at the end of the swing and the bat just tumbles to the ground and he sort of looks pretty cool, and then like sort of halfway down the line he's like, oh my god, I just hit a walk-off grand slam, and he starts doing the plane around the bases like a small child, and it's like a great contrast between like, oh yeah, I'm so cool, oh my god, I just won the game, just really loses it. Yeah,
Like
there's the
this, right?
bobblehead.
So I have my David Bodie McBoatface doing the plane. Yeah, there you go.
Very McBoatface.
yeah, courtesy of the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Thank you. shame this is audio and people can't see that. We'll put a picture up. Okay, it's me then, isn't it? I that's a good one. That wasn't on my list. My cat is really, really not enjoying the heat. But anyway, we'll move on. She's always here. These guys are used to her. Okay, I'm gonna go with one from 2019 in the NLDS Game 4, and it's Yadier Molina in the 10th inning, hitting a walk-off massive bat flip sac fly in which he runs down the first baseline carrying his bat and throws it into right field. It is awesome. I absolutely love it. It is just exactly what I want to see at the end of a high stakes baseball game. The man goes absolutely spare. He stops running around the bases after he gets to first base. Obviously, it's a sac fly rather than a home run. He's not obligated. There's a huge pile on in shallow right field. It's just amazing. I love that one. Did anyone else have that?
I did
I
not
haven't
have
had
that
one
one. I love that
in that
pick.
game, actually, but
There you go. There's more Cardinals in this than I expected. I've
It's
got a
a lot of
few more
Cardinals.
Cardinals still on my list, and I'm like, this is not the club you anticipate to be out here breaking the norms of baseball, and yet there they are doing it over and over. And Yadi as well, loved it, loved it. Okay, so I have the turn, and I've actually got a few on my list now, and I kind of put them in an order, but I'm now a bit like, which of these do I want to pick? So I'm gonna go for another Jose Bautista home run from 2017, which is almost a mirror of the very, very famous one. It happened earlier in the season against the Atlanta Braves off Eric O'Flaherty was the pitcher. And there'd clearly been quite a lot of beef throughout the game. The Jays were absolutely roasting the Braves, and Bautista did basically exactly the same thing that he did against the Rangers. He followed the ball straight out of the field, threw the bat right out behind him, and everything went mad. Jace Peterson was yelling at him as he was running around the bases. When he got back to home plate, Kurt Suzuki squared up to him, and the benches cleared, and it all went a bit crazy. So I've chosen that one because it's kind of like a dress rehearsal for what came later on in the season. So yeah, that's mine. The forgotten Jose Bautista pimp job followed by roughage. So yeah, that's mine. Darius, back to you.
I didn't think I would be able to go through this without picking a Fernando Tatis Jr.
Oh
flip.
yeah.
So I'm taking his bat flip from the second game of the NL Wild Card Series last year against the Cardinals off Daniel Ponce de Leon. And this is just like pure swag. He hits an opposite field homer, immediately knows, sort of, you know, carries it halfway down the line and then does the casual. He's got one hand like halfway up the bat, the other one on the end. And he sort of lobs it towards his own dugout while he's kind of staring down his teammates. And then he goes off into a very gentle jog around the bases. Just like ultimate Tatis, immediately knows, totally cool about it.
Yeah, it's so awesome to see him being amazing again this week, isn't it? After that rough start, and a lot of people getting a little bit ahead of themselves. He's swinging, Russell, I know it was making you very angry. He's swinging too hard. Oh goodness, you've been there, Ben, right? If you've been at the stadium watching him, he's
yes,
just unreal. And you're wearing a Tatis shirt as well, which is lovely to see.
Yeah, I can almost take that from there. It gives me a brilliant segue onto my next one. So when Tom, who one of the other guys on our account, runs the Padres UK account, and people were saying, "Go like, oh, is Tatis having like a horrendous season? Like, nobody's had a worse start to this season." And I did a quick search using StatHead, that it was like, here's all of the Hall of Famers who had a worse start than this and had like a 6-WAR season, and there's tons of them, and including two of them are from like Jim Thome, who I want to go on to next. Like, he has so many for Cleveland, like back in the day. Like it could be, I wouldn't know like which one to kind of like specifically choose, but I think it has to be the bat flipping game 5 of the 95 World Series. It's just, there's that, they're just so like, they're just capitulate, they're just moments in time. Like, I wasn't a Cleveland fan at that time, like far more like recent convert to the sport, but I've gone back and watched those World Series games because it feels like part of like the heritage of the team, knows like what happens and know those moments, and they blow up like the same way that the crowd goes like as mad, the same way that like when Rajay Davis hit his home run in game 7 in 2016, which I was up at like 5 a.m. in the morning to watch. So I just couldn't imagine like what it would be there at that moment, and to pimp it that way in that moment is just, that's your swag. That's your, maybe not quite your 6-tool player, because Tommy wasn't the best. A couple of things, but
couldn't run, couldn't defend, so he's still four. He's got four,
a
right?
He's a 4-tool player if we have the swag, yeah.
That's great. So I, to finish off the fourth round, I'm going to go with a fairly recent one in 2020. Cody Bellinger in the NLCS hits the ball, and you know he has that high, he has a high finish, and just kind of he kind of just flicked it like straight. It was actually like very. He's just flicked it like straight down almost, and just like walked. Oh man, I watched it back doing some prep for this, and was like, this is just really cool. And I'm going to pick this at some point. So yes, Cody Bellinger in the NLCS last year against the Braves. And it was game 7. So like just really cool all around, I thought. Big moment, big flip, big lots of swag. Really cool one. But so to start off the fifth round, and this is why I didn't go into much detail when you asked me if I was in the stadium for Tatis, because obviously I am wearing the Fernando Tatis shirt. Mm-hmm. And this one has some serious recency bias, but when you think about a bat flip, you know, it doesn't really, like, obviously the stage and the, all of that matters, but like when it comes down to just the flip. Now, I was at the entire, I have been at the entire series between the Padres and the Dodgers. And I've watched a lot of baseball in my life, and I have never been like in awe of a player as I am like Fernando Tatis. I think he has it all, and he's so much cooler than I will ever be in life. And I've just like come to terms with that. But so literally, and this one is my number 5, my fifth pick. Okay, it happened Saturday night in LA off of Trevor Bauer. So there's already some like tension there, just, you know, like some back and forth. And it happened right in front of me. He hits a bomb to left field to lead off the game, starts walking down the line. And now this was actually his second homer of the game. He had two. This was his second homer of the game. So his fourth in two nights. Starts walking down the line, and it's literally from like me to the wall. Walking. I'm just watching. I'm like, oh my God, is he? And then he literally flips it almost like Tom Lawless style. So there's a similarity between my 1 and my 5. Flips it. It was incredible. And then he gets home and does the McGregor strut, making like, you know, the Bowers thing. So, oh man, it was incredible. I had chills watching it. And it, in that moment, I was like, I feel like I'm going to have to pick this one tomorrow. So that's why I'm rocking the Tatis shirt. And that's why I had to pick him on this list.
Love it. He is just the best. Don't tell Tom I said that. He's our colleague. He's a big Padres fan. We like to read it. And the Bellinger, I feel like you could have picked five just of Bellinger, just because of the high finish. He's a bit like the Koreans, isn't he? It just, that's where it goes every single time. Hands in the air. Okay, Russell, you're up.
I need some adjudication before I make my final pick. Are we talking MLB only, or can I... can I pull out from the world of the World Baseball Classic?
you can choose the World Baseball Classic, but if you choose the one that I was going to choose, I'm going to ban it. Okay.
I'm choosing Vladimir Ballantyne.
No, choose again. Go on.
So Vladimir Ballantyne hit a home run for the Netherlands against Puerto Rico in the 2017 World Baseball Classic, and it's just
it's unbelievable.
Pumped he is, like, he hits it and he's like, it's gone, and he kind of brings the bat down to almost like in front of him, and then almost like spins it off to the side as he tosses it off. He's like sprints, like as a chunky guy, like almost like sprints around the bases. And like gets like drives in a run, gets to somebody else, and does the whole kind of like shoulder, like taps with everybody guys who comes in, and he is just so pumped that he has kind of managed to do this on this stage. And it's something that's just so beautiful about like the World Baseball Classic is you see something that is now kind of getting into baseball more. It's just the passion for that moment, and it's against Puerto Rico, and I think there's no like there's no hostility whatsoever. From like the Puerto Rico guys that are kind of like, that's how he's done it. They're loving it. Like the fans are loving it. It's just an utterly ludicrous moment. And it's just what the World Baseball Classic is.
Yeah. If you haven't seen that one, and you know, a lot of these you'll have seen, make sure you watch them again. You probably haven't seen that one, but please go and watch it. It's the way he kind of realizes what he's, as Russell says, he throws the bat and it sort of spins away across the floor into play, like right up the first baseline. And then he does like a big, like King Kong chest pound as he's running up the first base. Yeah, that's a beauty. Darius, you're next.
Yeah, I mean, on the topic of picking non-MLB ones, I did think, I should have a KBO one or something from MPB. And there were just like so many, you know, I was like going into rabbit holes of, you know, 10-minute highlight videos of just guys flipping bats every 5 seconds. I was like, how am I supposed to pick one? So I didn't do it in the end. And I kind of have to pick this because I'm wearing the T-shirt. Mark Canna, March 2019, actually voted MLB's number one bat flip of the year, I believe. Very kind of casual, one hand, nice, smooth bat drop. And then as he's sort of jogging down the line, he actually yells, "It's bat flip season, baby," which really just puts the icing on the cake. So I had to pick it as I've got the T-shirt on.
Yeah.
Love that choice. It's sort of poetic that we come towards an end of the draft with that one. Like that's, you know, it's, you're wearing the shirt too.
Yeah. I do love it, but I only so far as that was my backup for Russell's choice. So I'm now like scratchily going up and down this list going, which one do I want to pick for the which of these is good enough? So I have one. I've made my selection. And it's, I think the guy, like, and this is not to say this guy wasn't a very good baseball player. He was, but by sort of talent to backflip prominence, this guy gets a lot of coverage for a guy who doesn't get a lot of coverage as a general baseball player, because he did a lot of good bat flips, and it's Cody Ross. So the specific bat flip that I'm going to choose is one that he did in 2013 versus the Colorado Rockies for the Arizona Diamondbacks towards the twilight of his career, wherein he He smokes a ball into the field, immediately knows he's won the game as a walk-off, throws the bat, proper KBO style, really relays it behind him. And I watched this three or four times before I realized that he'd done it on a sack fly. I thought he'd hit the ball right out of the park. It took me three or four watches back before I saw that. Oh, right. Why is the guy tagging up? That's gone. No, Ross didn't care. He just wanted to swag it out. That's gone. I've won the game. It doesn't matter. There are a lot of good Cody Ross bat flips, I have to say. But yeah, that one really made me, I think it made me chuckle more than any other. So yeah, given that Russell stole Vladimir Valentin and Darius stole Mark Canna, I'll take Cody Ross to round us out. Right. Did anyone write that list down? It's the type of thing you do, Darius, but did you?
Well, I marked the ones that were picked off my list, but I don't have the full 20.
Well, we'll catch that up later. We all picked some really good bat flips, and we'll make sure that we tweet out a list of the bat flips when we post this podcast up on Monday morning UK time. So, you know, look, were there any, before we round up, were there any that you guys had on your list that you felt were, you know, close but no cigar? Ben, were there any that you were sad to have not made into your five and sad that we didn't mop up for you?
Yeah, you know, I thought about, there was a, the one that came to mind that I was like on the fence about, and it's actually one that I don't know if I like love it or hate it. But it was Pete Alonso a few years ago in San Diego, and it ended up being a great flip, but you could tell it was like accidental. He hit it. It was a bomb to left, and he goes to like kind of toss it and do like a nice little flip, but you can tell it stuck in his hand for a little too long and went way more up than he wanted it to. So he hits this bomb and he goes to like flip it, and he ends up like looking back, like making sure he didn't do something he wasn't supposed to. And it actually ended up being a really cool bat flip, but kind of also accidental.
Yeah, I had another Mets one on my list, which was indeed an accidental bat flip, but it was the one that Luis Guillorme caught in the dugout in spring training. I very nearly went for that one to round us out. But given it was more of a accidental bat throw than a bat flip, I decided against it. What about you, Russell, Darius? Were there any that you were regretful about not making your list?
I had one which was more about like kind of how bat flips used to be treated. So there was one for Jose Ramirez in 2015 where there was something like 7 or 8 one up in the eighth, and he launches one and he watches it. He walks about 8 or 9 steps down the line with the bat and he tosses it off to the side. But the point is, they're at Minnesota. So he tosses it basically like almost into the Minnesota dugout, and they're all going like mental at him as he kind of goes round. And then later on in the game, Eddie Rosario hits a home run. And as he's going around the bases, he's just mouthing at Ramirez as he's kind of going around the bases as he's going off. And it was like you say, as we talked about how things are treated, I remember it because like Terry Francona went like, great swing. And then it was something like poor decision afterwards or whatever. So like, it shows like the, what we've kind of poor judgment. So we've like, how the view we've changed. I think the only other one that I would have maybe gone for is Ednie Hecavaria's one, which is another one of the the one that got the StatCast flip treatment.
Yeah,
so it's got, so it's like 1,440 degrees of rotation.
the Jose Ramirez one is a really great, like, and Francona coming out and slagging him off. Yeah, thank goodness we're not in that realm anymore. And like, it's 4 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, how things have changed so swiftly and thankfully. Great. Well, you know, that Darius? felt like a good list. Darius, I'm conscious I haven't asked you, were there any that you were just all those KBO ones, just go
there,
away and
there
watch
were
hours
lots.
And hours of those.
I mean, I thought like Ortiz always had cool ones, but I couldn't like pick one Ortiz one, so I didn't end up picking any. There was one that did like a minor league one the rounds a few years ago. Rich O'Day? I don't actually know how you say his name. He only played in the majors for a couple of seasons, I think. So this was actually in like a Buffalo Bisons game, but it was a bit like the Lawless one, except like sort of more designed to rile up the pitcher. Like he's just constantly staring at him. And then like, as he gets really close to first base, he flips the bat eventually. Deadspin did a piece on it, I think, a few years back. That was very entertaining. I know Rob wants us to mention Logan Morrison. I have a Logan Morrison one on here against Parker Bridwell in 2017. So I expect if we don't tweet that out, Rob. lots of Albert Pujols as well. I put one on against Matt Capps here, but like just the number of times he absolutely destroyed guys and then does a swaggy, you know, backdrop to the side. That's pretty extensive. Yeah, lots. Oh, and Carlos Correa doing the when he did the you know.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was on my list as well. So loads. Really.
Correa has a good one as well from the 2017 World Baseball
Classic. Yeah, Correa, you know, love him or hate him, he has some really great bat flips.
He certainly does. The only other one on my list, you know, I've got to do this because I just can't help myself. Was the recent one from the Taiwanese Baseball League. I've got to get it in every single week. I've got to mention Taiwanese baseball is really good fun. I it was for the Lions. I cannot for the life of me remember the name of the hitter, but it's sort of peerless until Tatis did what he did on Saturday night. We'll make sure we send you that one, Ben, because it definitely needs some more repping on flipping bats. Great. That's about all we've got time for. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. And Ben, before we let you go, we've got to hand the floor to you and to tell everyone where to find your stuff, where to find Flippin' Bats, where to find you on Twitter and everything else.
Yeah. So I'm on Twitter. It's, you know, if you type in my name, it'll show up, but it's at Verley32. I'm on Instagram as well. I do a lot for Fox now, and it's really, you know, it's been a blast. It's really important to me. And it's, you know, a voice that, you know, it's really cool. And so I have my new podcast. It's called Flippin' Bats with Ben Verlander. And, you know, I told you guys what it's all about, but you can find it on Apple, on Spotify. And there are also socials for the podcast that, you know, clips from it, everything show up. So there's social media handles at Flippin' Bats Pod on all social media. So yeah, it's been a blast, and hopefully you guys subscribe and check it out and enjoy it, because you know it's similar to this show. You guys get it. Baseball is fun, and it should be portrayed that way, and that's what my show is all about. And you know, I'm about four episodes in. I've had Tyler Glass now, Trey Mancini, Royce Lewis, and Jeff McNeil. And it comes out every Tuesday. I have Reese Hoskins coming up next week. So it's been a blast, man. And I'm looking forward to continuing with it.
Great. You definitely get better guests than we do. So, you know, but yeah, you should definitely check it out. It's
just
really
slandering the guest.
Sorry, Ben. Not this episode.
Yeah, y'all's guests suck.
Ben, thanks so much for joining us. It's been an absolute pleasure. And I hope you enjoyed the last hour chatting about bat flips as much as we did.
I had a blast. So, thank you guys so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. As ever, you can find us on Twitter at batflips_nerds. You can find our website at batflipsandnerds.com. There's always really good stuff on there to follow. You can subscribe to our podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all of your other favorite podcatchers. Thank you very much for joining us, and we'll see you again later this week for another MLB Roundup. Bye, everyone.